Blog Talk Radio.
Journey into the light, spiritual radio, into our ninth shining year. We're glad you're part of it. And if you're not already part of it, you're not a follower, to get to our emails, click on the follow button located at the top left of your screen so you get the emails letting you know who the guest is, what time they're on, because we have multiple shows daily just for you. Did you know that? We've been here, and we're going to continue to be here for you, so definitely click on the follow button. We're glad you're here on this Thursday afternoon. We are live here, December the 8th, And we're going to be here this afternoon and this evening. So call in now this hour. The next 2 hours, actually, we'll be taking your calls. And any of our shows, the number's always the same. 347-884-8245 is the number. And go ahead and press the 1 on your phone to come on to speak to Julie. Okay, that's what you got to do on all of our shows is press the 1 on your phone to speak to Julie, okay? Otherwise, you'll be in the listening category and we won't be pulling you up. And I know a lot of you guys want to come aboard and speak to Julie, and that is great. Coming up next hour, we'll be joined with Helen. We're going to go to the Ukraine. That's right, the Ukraine. First time ever on Journey into the Light that we have a guest in that beautiful country. So we're glad to add the countries as we continue. Next year, we'll be adding Switzerland and more to come. We've already got the UK, New Zealand, Australia. And more to come, as I say. So it is really great reaching around the globe. So, okay. So the number to call in one last time, 347-884-8245 is the number. And let's go now. Let's bring in our guests for this hour's show, Julie Ann Cohn, to the show. Welcome, Julie.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Today is a, it's sunny for 10 minutes and then the clouds sort of come in, but it's not windy.
Oh, you can't beat that.
Uh-uh.
It's probably much warmer than here. It's like 30 degrees today.
Is it really?
Yeah, very cold.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
You must have a wardrobe of cold weather clothing, right?
Yes. I've actually got on 2 sweaters right now.
My goodness.
Yes.
That's beautiful. You know, I when I took my very first job in New York, this goes back to 1982. I did not know about the rules of colors for times of the year. So I showed up in New York City for my first job in a white jumpsuit. White. And California, we wear white all year round. It's sort of like Florida, you know. We're aware that the other seasons exist, but we don't know what to do with them. The first question I got was, do you want to be here? Anyhow, it's a funny anecdote.
Yeah, that's funny.
I wanted to. Do we have callers lined up?
Yes, we do. You're kind of fading in and out, Julie. It's not a real clear connection. But
the electric company had my whole neighborhood out yesterday. Is that better?
Well, we'll just see how it goes.
If I have to, I can call in from the other line.
Well, that's better right now. So,
okay.
So yes, we got
good.
A couple of calls right now.
Then let's go right to the callers. We can always get my wisdom in between.
Okay, sounds great. So call in now, folks, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone. We'll go first to our first caller, I believe, is in Kansas City, Missouri. Welcome. Can we get your first name, please? Area code 816, are you there? Okay, we can't hear you if you're there. I don't know if your line is muted or if you need to call back. But Let's go to area code 206. Can we get your first name?
Angela.
Did you say Amstrom?
Angela.
Angela. Hi,
yes.
Angela. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So tell me what's going on in your world and how I can be of service to you.
I was just wondering if you can look at career, because I'll be looking for a job soon. I haven't put any applications out yet, but I've been thinking about looking soon.
Have you started asking around? Does anybody know if there's openings?
No, I've been looking like on websites.
Uh-huh.
There's a particular hospital that I'm actually interested in, Park Ridge Health. But
okay.
I have no positions yet that have really opened up that have caught my eye yet.
This is what to do. In this world, you have to go after what you want. Even if there is, I know this sounds crazy, I've done it, and I've succeeded. Create
uh-huh.
a position. Find a
okay.
need. Find a place they have a hole. And then write your resume for that hole.
Okay. I'm a nurse right now, but I want to transition over to the administrative side, but I don't really have,
okay.
like, too much experience in that, so I'm just hoping that...
Let me suggest this, if I may.
Okay.
Create a short list, of who your favorite physicians are that work where you work.
Okay.
And then just simply ask the question, you don't have to say, I am. Ask the question, are you looking for any awesome administrators right now?
Mm-hmm.
I want to keep my ears open. Looking for anybody? Do you know anybody? And believe me, a conversation grows. You get a rapport with the doc. You get the rapport with the doctor, and then if you don't hear him say, "Yes, as a matter of fact, I need,"
mm-hmm.
ask him what his dream practice would be and what it's missing right now.
Right.
Okay. Because.
Mm-hmm.
If you can make yourself unique in this wonderful world of similarities, and and it's really interesting. We go through these phases where recruiters they know what they're looking for. They have positions lined up. They're ready for everybody. And then they're not as ready.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually do specialize in up-leveling resumes and helping people rework their business skills. So if it's something you're interested in looking at more thoroughly, take a look at my website, www.julieannecombe.com.
Okay.
And I may be able to help you.
Okay.
Also, if you're working in a doctor's building that's next door to a hospital,
mm-hmm.
check the HR department of the hospital.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a teaching hospital.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Be blessed, and I'm going to hold you in high watch.
Okay.
This is you're keep the vision and watch for the opportunities, because change does happen
mm-hmm.
sometimes before the holidays, not often.
Right. Yeah.
So
I feel like 2017 is going to be a good year for me.
Yeah, actually, I agree with you. Be ready. It's all I can say. You know, start doing some footwork talking about, I guarantee you that the physicians are far overworked and are undercompensated from their perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And if just in conversation, you can get a lot of information. Make it make it your 3-minute elevator speech. Okay?
Yep.
All right. Bless you.
Okay.
Have a happy holiday.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks for your call there. And I think we got Lamorla on the line from Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
How are you all? It's cold here too, Michael.
Yes. Swept the plains.
It's going to be 19 degrees tonight. I'm trying to get ready.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be like 16 years, so yes.
Wow.
16 years?
16 degrees.
Oh, I thought you said 16 years.
No, I'm a little over that. It's 32 right now. So what is it there, Julie? Is it like 70s?
It's about 68.
Oh, wow. How wonderful.
Yeah, we're like, wow, that's nice.
Yes. I have a quick question for you.
Good.
Planning for holidays with some family and friends over playing board games and good fun like that. I haven't had a get together at my house since I've been this energy conscious. Is there any type of protection mechanisms I need to put in place before or after?
Do you have sage?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You can always sage.
Okay. Before and after or just after?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Gotcha.
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
And
yeah.
Are you, I have a sense that you're feeling something right now. can you, if you give me permission, I'll look at the energy of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. It looks to me like there's something going on with your throat chakra. You either haven't said what you need to say.
Yeah, I think it's in regard to visibility in my business. I have been holding back, and I need to get my butt out there. So, yeah.
But are you nervous about something in particular, though?
Since I've been more energy conscious, I've been more hand-picking people that I associate with. Because I'm usually like, everybody come on, let's have fun, let's pot luck, but I've been more picky with that.
Okay, so be very, this is the way to get around that if you want to have it at your home.
Okay.
Assign people specific, like say, if you want to bring a salad, the first person that RNCPs and says, I want to bring a salad, you're it.
I gotcha.
Then you can say, have you ever used Evite online?
Use what?
The program Evite for
Evite, yes, or Evite, yeah. No, I have not.
Well, it's awesome. And if you use Evite, it gives you the opportunity not only to see who's saying yes and who's saying no, but it gives you the opportunity to, it has recommendations from hosts. So you can recommend on a particular day that you're looking for good salad makers.
Okay.
And then on another day, you can literally post it and change it up if you want to.
Okay. That sounds fun, too. Okay.
It actually allows you to be a, my friend calls it, I don't use it, she does. Anyways, she calls her way of being a control freak over something she can't control.
Okay. That's a good one. Okay.
So you know, you could try that. But there's something else going on. There is something in your throat chakra. So I want you to, because girlfriend, may I call you girlfriend, or would you prefer me?
Absolutely. I'm Southern. We don't care. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So what I am seeing is that there's somebody you need to say something to. Is it a relative? Can you tap into who it is?
Yeah, probably my brother.
You have two ways of dealing with this. You can deal with it. You may deal with it directly with your brother.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where he is. That's the only reason why I haven't got it out.
Then you have lots of questions about what's happened to him or where he's gone or...
That too. Well, his 16-year-old popped up at my house to see me. And I said, anytime you have a 16-year-old boy that rides around with his friends and comes to his aunt's, I think that's an honor. I was like, how cool. But I asked him, where is your dad? He said, I don't know. And I think fire just lit up all around me.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, that's a blessing that you're doing that. God bless you for that. There are not many. No, seriously, that is such a gift of love, and I want to acknowledge you for that. But this communication, and I don't see it being with your brother. I see it being different, but it could be your brother. I see it being with somebody that is in your current sphere who you've either had words with recently or...
Oh, that's how it could be my boss, man.
Then take care of it.
Yeah, I think I've been too good with the hush mouth and it's going to have to come out some kind of way, but I just need to find the appropriate vehicle to get it out. Right.
Here, first of all, you said your husband, right?
No, my boss. At work.
At work? Okay.
Yeah, I have a male director.
Okay. So, when you are speaking to a director or that is this person above you, a hierarchy in the company?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Then you, first of all, do so with respect.
Oh, absolutely.
Ask for a time to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And then you must own and drive the conversation, which means you have to be prepared for it.
Mm-hmm. I like
that. And to prepare for a conversation like that, what I used to do was I used to write down my contributions to the company. And I come in saying, I thank you for your first, thank you for your time. Secondly, I'd like to make you aware of some good things that I have brought to your team. And if it's a sassy person that turns around and says, you're going to ask me for a raise, are you? is that what you're asking for? End of year is never the best time to ask for a raise.
Oh no. I sound like a decision he made.
But if you would like to change positions and you would like to know I'm getting a total like a light wall. I can't read the specifics, but if you like the way he works and the way he manages,
I actually asked his boss for a transfer or to be supervised by somebody else, but it's just not a good mix.
So you want to get out from under him?
Mm-hmm. It's not a good energy mix. It's been like 13 years. It's just not getting up.
Not
better.
Good. All right.
Yeah.
So here's what you do. Because if you can get a letter of recommendation out of him before you leave, and don't speak poorly of him to anybody else, period.
Okay.
Tell him the good things you've done, and then ask him if he agrees, if he says, yeah, you have done some good things. Next words out of your mouth. Would you please put that in writing for me?
Mm-hmm.
And there will be a yes or a no.
Okay.
But ask, it never hurts to ask.
Okay.
And if he asks you why, I would say I'm just getting my life, I feel like I've made the contributions and I just really would like the acknowledgement in writing.
Love it. Love it. Thank you.
In fact, if you can type up in Word those 5 or 10 or however many there are things you contributed, you can make his writing of the letter very easy. Give him a copy of those things as you're talking about them.
That probably would be, because when I say acknowledgement in writing, it's going to put them on on eggshells anyway. So, yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, I mean, I would just say, I want you to know that you're a good leader for me, and you helped me be able to help the company do these things. You do not tell him what your intention is.
Right, you're a good leader, and you've helped me. Mm-hmm.
You get that letter, and from now on, anytime somebody gives you a compliment, I want you to say, would you mind putting that in writing for me?
I like that. And I think I can get that from a lot of people. I can. Okay, great. Yes.
Okay. I think that will work for you.
And I think it will too.
Don't wait till the end of the year, because if he's thinking of moving, you know, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
Have the talk before he splits, because he didn't get the bonus he wants.
Right.
Okay?
Awesome. Thank you. That is brilliant.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
You appreciate
Take
you.
Take care now.
You too.
Stay All blessed right. and not stressed.
No, that's right.
All right, Lamorla. Take care. Keep warm tonight.
You too. Thank you. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Let's see.
And
let's go ahead.
I'm sorry, Michael. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to go to the next caller, but go ahead if you have something before that.
Well, you know what? I think that we'll do it next show. Nine simple ways to give thanks to people that, or maybe I should do it now before people are out there spending a lot of money on gifts.
Sure.
The best way to show appreciation and improve relationships is to express gratitude. And gratitude is a sign of noble souls. That was said by the Greek storyteller Aesop. The first thing that you can give is a nice note, a handwritten note. You don't have to be a poet or perfect. Just write them a heartfelt note thanking them for their part in your year and letting them know they matter to you. Because gosh knows, after this nightmare of the last couple of years, I would say the energy shifts. Letting people know that they are valued in your life is a far more important thing than giving them something. I really mean that. Everybody loves, I'm not supposed to love it, everybody loves chocolate chip cookies. Put them in groups of five or six, wrap them, put it in cloth, or put saran wrap in them first, then cloth, tie it in a bow, and very simply say, thank you for making my year better. Enjoy some sweetness. Or wishing you a sweet 2017. You make a whole batch of cookies, and maybe each person gets four. I just felt, I'm not kidding, I just felt my nana's hand going, just give them two. Go ahead and give food. It's nice. And if you know people have to be gluten-free, there's plenty in the market these days. Another way to do something nice is to return a favor that someone did for you and they didn't pay attention to it. So, for example, did someone pick up your mail when you were away? Someone watch your house for you ever? Or did someone just cover your desk? You know what I mean by cover your desk? You needed to excuse yourself and handle a personal matter on your cell phone, and someone said, I'll cover that for you. Make a coupon that says, 15 minutes, I'll cover your desk. I appreciate you. Limit one. Pay it forward. People tend to like unexpected gifts and kindnesses. And every once in a while, I'll buy somebody a cup of coffee when I'm getting my own. Or I'll, somebody will say to me, I haven't eaten. And when I come out of the store, I'll bring something healthy with me. So, and the other thing you can do is deliver a colorful cactus or plant. I happen to have succulents planted all around my yard, and I have been saving, because cactuses, they grow so easily. You break off a piece of an existing cactus, and you put it in the ground, and it will grow. And you can't kill it. I promise. I am living proof. Kindness, something useful, or sing their praises on social media in an unexpected way. Because it doesn't have to cost a fortune. Difference in someone's life. Now, there's also, for those of you who are going through the Secret Santa times are a great time to re-gift something that somebody gave you that you put away. Go find those things you put away and re-gift them at Secret Santa time. And that's all. Do we have callers, Michael?
Yes, let's go to New Jersey and bring in Jessica.
Hi.
Hi, Jessica.
Thanks for taking my call. It's my first time listening to your show.
Hi, what do you think?
It's good. I'm just tuning in. So I just heard a little bit of the other call, and I said, I don't know, I feel like calling. So we'll give it a whirl.
I'm glad you did.
Yes.
And how can I brighten your day today?
Do I tell you like a certain area that I want to work on? You do some healing, or you just share messages? How exactly do you like to work?
Well, we're on a limited time radio show, so if you would like a quick me to do a quick scan and just tell you areas that I see that could use some work, I can do that for you. If you have something specific you want to ask me about, you can ask me about it. I'm very over credentialed.
Right, that's like me. I'm like that. I feel like that a lot too. Then I'll ask you about career, because that's what this is about, with the credentials and the many interests. I feel a pull to do a lot of different things. I don't see anything wrong with doing all those different avenues, but I am craving stability as far as like having one thing that is, rather than having so many different things up in the air, I'd like to have stability with doing something in corporate that I get full-time pay for part-time hours, and I want to have a management role. So I don't know. I guess maybe just anything you can just share as far as with help me with the career stuff. I mean, I'm letting things fall into place, but at times I do feel a little antsy that, okay, I want to go in this direction. I want to go in that direction. And I miss doing something that I used to do. And I'm just kind
okay.
of, I don't want to be scattered.
First of all, this is something that, like I said, I'm very good at it. And I do, it does cost, I charge for it. But you can look at my website and you can get a feel for how I successfully grouped and now honor all my gifts and talents in a comfortable way with ease and grace.
Okay.
The other thing that I can recommend to you right now is take a blank piece, take a yellow pad or, a pad of paper, and don't censor yourself. Write down every single skill you have, no matter how minute it is. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. From there, you create a column for yes and a column for no. The column for yes is, do I want this to be part of what I'm doing? Column for no. No way, Jose. That will start to define which things you really want to be doing in the job and which parts of the job you really don't want to have. Am I
like
making
I find
sense
my,
to you?
Yeah, of course. Yes, I understand. I find that I'm missing, that lately I have been missing, I used to run an event planning company, and I find that I have been missing that a lot lately. And I guess I'm just not really sure as far as how to come to peace with it, because it's not exactly like it was just, it's not something I want to be doing on a full-time basis again, but it's,
right.
I just really enjoyed having that business going. And I guess I just, things that I didn't, I guess I could kind of see how, where I was having problems and how I could have fixed it now. You know, like I have more of an insight as far as why I didn't sustain it and why I let it go. And I mean,
those are all good. Those are all good things. That's what's coming up for me is, and like I said, we have a limited period of time. But what's coming up for me is that you really need to cluster your skills. Okay, let me give you an example, all right?
Mm-hmm.
In the world of event planning, there's the press dealing with the publicist. There's dealing with the client. There's dealing with the media. There's finding the location. There's all this stuff, right?
Yeah, I loved all of them. And I was really good at all of them, too. Like, I never really realized that before.
Draw circles and cluster the skills that you liked about event planning. Then move to another area. that you're good at, because I see you good at a lot of things. But I would like to see you step out into something that the market is going to be good to you.
Yeah, I agree. That's what I've been trying to translate into getting a corporate job with those skills. And
if you need a killer resume to translate to a corporate job, and the best depending on what area, I mean, corporate means a lot of things. Do you want to go work in legal? Do you want to go work in advertising? It means a lot of things. And you need to identify the area. And, for example, I can tell you the number one and number two recruiters in marketing and advertising. And you just put yourself on LinkedIn, you look in with them, get a little nudge from me, I'll drop them a line. Because I've always been good, but for me to know you, I have to know you to do that. Are you getting the idea of what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. It's everything that has been on my mind for quite some time. I mean, ideally, what I really would like to go in and do is to do some consulting and training of management and of employees. You know, communication's terrible in a lot of these companies. I really feel drawn to helping in retail.
Are you on Facebook?
No. Well, I have a profile, but I don't use it. But, yeah.
Okay, get your Facebook profile going. The reason is because I can pass you to other people as in it face with a Facebook introduction. I think there's a very good coach and trainer named Susie let me look her name up so I can spell it right for you. I know she's on LinkedIn, but she's on. It's Susie Carter, Carder.
Okay.
And she teaches people how to participate, to motivate the masses.
Okay. I'll have to Google her.
Yeah, Google her. She's one of the ones that I respect. As a coach, competition to me. But more than competition, I just feel that she is out there in a different way. And to be perfectly honest, you have to start by being willing to be coachable to get use out of any of us that do coaching.
Well, you know, the debate is as far as I think really, if I was honest with myself, what I really want to do is run my own business and do consulting in these different companies rather than get a full-time job with one of the companies. And
okay.
For whatever reason, I hold myself back, or I don't even, I don't know. I don't know if I think it's too big to go start calling these companies, or I don't know how to pitch myself, or, but there's something resistance there, hesitation. And that's why I go back to, well, maybe I'll get a full-time job, you know?
Okay, so I'm going to tell this to you once again, because I know that Michael is antsy right now. We're getting close to the end of the show. My website is www.julieannchon.com. Julieannchon.com. Mm-hmm. Take a look at it. And the reason I am telling you is because I work on a sliding scale financially for people. I'm one of the few coaches that out here that does that. So take a look, and if you feel like something is saying yes, then there's ways for you to get into, there's multiple ways for you to get in touch with me.
Okay.
But you have,
okay.
I will tell you, it is going to cost some money, or you're going to
mm-hmm.
have to commit to doing some trade. A lot of the coaches, I mean, call Susie Cotters, call, if you look us up, we're all over the place, and discovery is a lovely and beautiful thing. But for example, if I told you to go into a particular networking environment that will provide you with investors and potential venture capital investors, or that can provide you with a team to put your company together, and you go in there with a blank piece of paper, you're unprepared.
Right, but that doesn't pertain to me, because it would just be me right now. I don't need a team to go in. It's just about me working with companies, you know, getting a contract.
I understand. I've done
mm-hmm.
it. I get you,
mm-hmm.
but I can't do this with you on this call. I wish I could, and I wish you the best. And like I said, if you'd like to go to my website, check it out, and if it's something that you're interested in, my phone number's there. There's ways to email me. And you can look at somebody who has had close to 60 years on this planet, and how they have organized all that to use it so that I get to be happy doing what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay.
I'll take a look. Okay. Thanks.
You bet. Right. Take care. Have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. That's going to do it there, Julie, for another great show. Did we lose Julie? We did. Okay. It's like we had everybody drop. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to go to the Ukraine and join in with Helen's going to be joining us, and we'll be taking your calls at the top of the hour. It's like Julie's rejoined us here at our closing here. Hang on. The calls are bouncing around now. All right, Julie, you're back?
I'm back. I'm so sorry.
No problem.
The cat walked and brushed up against the phone.
Blame it on the cat.
Well, Mozart wanted his
poor Mozart. Those cats, little kitties, get blamed for everything. They got a tough life.
They do have tough lives.
All right, Julie.
I think we're done.
Yes, we're done.
Just blessing. Michael, is that okay?
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. You're kind of fading in and out a little bit, but we're all good for the day.
Okay, thank you. Take care, everybody. Have a blessed week.
All right. Thanks, Julie. You too. Much love. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. All right, everybody. So everybody, connect to the next show now. Call back in. We'll be joining in with Helen. She'll be taking your calls, and she is live from the Ukraine, and you're really going to enjoy her. So call back in, everybody, and reconnect, however you're listening, as this episode will now end. Thank you.